T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Clock Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Dan Wilson behind the glass in for Tucker Bagley. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all the conversation on my feeling the Eagles should pursue a trade for Aaron Rodgers, and why the Phillies are not a good baseball team is because they don't have any winners. I mean, they just don't know how to win, and it shows up every single time they're in one of these games. It is incredible to watch and really just frustrating to watch. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get back to all the phone calls here in just a couple minutes. We're going to go to a guest line right now, our guest line. Brad Spielberger, he's from Pro Football Focus. He's going to join us now. I haven't got Pro Football Focus's thoughts on the Eagles draft. And plus, we'll talk about this Rodgers stuff right now. What's up, Brad? How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Brad, doing great. Before we get to the Aaron Rodgers stuff, the quarterback drama, you know, still out there in the NFL and potentially with the Eagles, Brad, what did you make of the Philadelphia Eagles draft this year? Devontae Smith in the first round, Landon Dickerson, an offensive lineman, injured, but a really good one in the second round. What did you think of what the Eagles did here?
I thought they had a great draft, and that all started before, you know, the draft even kicked off. You know, I think Howie Roseman gets a lot of flack for a lot of the things he does, you know, granted or not, but I think one thing he absolutely understands in the draft is, you know, pick values and making trades and stuff like that. So I thought moving from 6 down to 12, even though they do then go back up to 10 to get Devontae Smith, you still have that future, you know, extra first-rounder next year. They could have 3 first-round picks next year, you know, if Carson Wentz plays well in Indy. So, you know, right off the bat, I thought it set themselves up very well. And then I thought they did a really good job early on, you know, kind of with those first 4 picks. Smith, you mentioned Dickerson. I think Milton Williams is a really good player that a lot of people were high on. And then a guy, Zach McPherson, in the corner, kind of a name you didn't hear much about, but I know Dane Brugler at The Athletic always thought he was a really good player that was kind of going under the radar, but it doesn't get much better, you know, in scouting than him. So I think they did very well.
Brad, the 3 first-round picks next year they have are going to be significant, and really, hopefully, wide receiver isn't something we're talking about a year from now, because they've spent now back-to-back first-round picks on wide receivers. Jalen Reagor last year, Devontae Smith this year. I was skeptical before the draft of the idea of taking a wide receiver that's 166 pounds with the top 12. It turned out to be a top 10 pick. Where do you lie on that? I mean, I know there are historical outliers, but, I mean, do you believe Devontae Smith can be a true number one in the NFL at his size?
I think it's a fair concern, no question. I mean, obviously a slight guy. But, you know, we saw him compete against SEC competition, you know, the closest thing you're going to get to NFL play, and it really didn't seem to show up. You know, do I think he's a shoo-in to be a number one? No, not necessarily. Maybe he could be, you know, the best number 2 receiver in the NFL. And I know maybe that isn't great news if you're picking top 10, but I think the potential's super high there. And then I think you also just saw this draft, not just with him, but, I mean, a guy, Tutu Atwell, goes in the second round to the Rams, who weighed 149 pounds, you know, at his pro day. So I think the NFL's changing. I think these smaller guys can kind of, you know, get away with it more now in a less physical game. So I like it. I think it's worth the gamble. And I think he could be a very, very special player.
Brad, over-unders have come out here. I was looking on FanDuel today. Eagles are projected with the worst chance, the worst odds, the longest odds to win the NFC's. Cowboys is the favorite. Washington obviously won it last year, but, you know, no team has won this division in back-to-back years in, you know, since 03, 04. And the Giants made a lot of additions this offseason to improve their team around Daniel Jones. When you look at the NFC East right now, do you think there is a favorite? Do you think all these 4 teams are still jumbled up? What do you make of the division right now that the offseason is mostly over?
I think we are going to get our typical NFC East where you're going to be watching all the way until week 17, or I guess I should say week 18 now. You know, you'll be watching down to the wire. I'm sure the game will matter until the very end. I think the winner will be, like, you know, 9-8 or 10-7. I got that one right. So, yeah, I think it's going to be our typical NFC East. I think there is value there on the Eagles. Like, would I pick them to win? No. Do I think the gap is that big? Also, no. So, you know, I think it's going to be interesting as it always is.
It is. That's this division, which we love and also frustrates us and makes us crazy because the division is always topsy-turvy. Brad Spielberger joining us here. He is from Pro Football Focus talking Eagles draft and this team right now. So, Brad, I mean, the Eagles made a statement without saying anything during the 2021 NFL draft. They traded down from 6 to 12, and then even at 12, they had the chance to select either Justin Fields by trading up to 10 or sit there and take Mac Jones. They didn't do either. In fact, they didn't even add a quarterback in this draft. What do you think it says about their commitment to Jalen Hurts? And do you think they made a mistake by not taking a Fields or a Jones when they slipped to them?
I was really surprised, frankly. You know, I had penciled in them as a team to watch, to take Fields, even back when they were picking at 6. You know, when we started to hear about him maybe sliding and not going top 3, I really thought it was very possible that they would go that route. You know, I think they like Jalen Hurts, the person a ton, and the football player a good bit. Obviously want to see some more, you know, has the job full-time now, and I think they, you know, should expect him to get better. But I still think there's definitely a trial period here. You know, we mentioned the ammo they're going to have in next year's draft. Maybe they view themselves as, you know, this cap crunch and all the things they dealt with on the roster, a lot of older players coming to the end of their deal. Maybe they felt like bringing in a quarterback in this draft would still kind of, you know, the window of that rookie contract that we always talk about that they obviously maximize with Wentz, you know, maybe they felt like, you know, it's a year too early. If we bring this guy in, you know, the roster might not be competitive enough to where we can actually take advantage and capitalize on that deal. But if we wait a year, you know, they might have, you know, using all three first next year, maybe they can, you know, pick top 3 and get one of the best guys next year. I still think it's very much so on the table.
Brad, what do you make of Jalen Hurts? It's so interesting here in Philadelphia. As you know, we talk about him, it's split. I mean, we only got to watch him start 4 games. He didn't even get to finish the 4th one because the Eagles effectively tanked and took him out of the game in Week 17. But for the time we saw him, there were some very high highs. I think there were a lot of things that impressed this fan base. And then there were some obviously issues. I mean, deficiencies. He fumbled the ball too much. He was inaccurate too many times. He threw some balls short. A lot to like, but there were some worry there. What do you make of Jalen Hurts, the quarterback?
Yeah, he's interesting. You know, I liked the pick in itself. I think it's smart to, you know, address the quarterback position until you think you have it 100%. I think it's apparent they kind of had some questions about Wentz, so I like making the pick. And I think he's a solid prospect. You know, he obviously was, you know, highly recruited and all that and went to, you know, Alabama and then played, you know, a solid year at Oklahoma for a reason. But, yeah, I mean, I think we still need to see, you know, we're used to Eagles quarterback at least having a good offensive line without good weapons. Last year, you know, Hurts had neither. By that time, you know, the whole offensive line was injured, and they obviously, as everyone knows, had, you know, essentially no one to throw to. So, given the benefit of the doubt, given a full year, a full real offseason, you know, where they're going to actually be able to practice in person and stuff like that, I think the jury is still out for sure. Do I think he can become one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL? You know, maybe not, but I think it's very possible he could become a solid starting NFL quarterback.
Brad, the rumors are still out there. It's amazing. The Eagles did not pursue, obviously, as we discussed, one of the young quarterbacks. They didn't draft anyone, but their name is still floating out there when it comes to the available or potentially available great quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson, Peter King said the Eagles would be looked at as the favorite to get him if he does get moved. And even Aaron Rodgers, the Eagles' name have come up, you know, if Rodgers forces his way out of Green Bay. Do you think, you were talking about like kind of time period and sizing up the roster compared to getting the quarterback, do you think it'd be wise for the Eagles to pursue those quarterbacks, or do you think staying the course with the first round picks and building this thing organically would be the better way to go here?
Well, from a purely football perspective, you know, I think 31 teams in the NFL should be interested in Deshaun Watson, and I'll leave it at that. But for Rodgers, you know, I think it does go back to that, where, you know, frankly, I don't think it would be a smart move. You know, he's going to be looking for probably a Patrick Mahomes level contract, not 10 years long, but that value, 45-ish, maybe more, million dollars per year. And I just don't see how the Eagles do that and then kind of be competitive for the, you know, what, let's say 3 years he has left of high-level play, I think it would be smarter for them to just kind of, you know, hit the reset button, start over again, you know, as opposed to pursuing that. It also sounds like he wants to go, you know, back out west where he's from anyways. So, you know, he doesn't have a no-trade clause, but quarterbacks of his stature also kind of do have no-trade clauses where he could just kind of threaten to retire, whatever the case may be. So I think they should sit those sweepstakes out and look to the future.
Brad, always appreciate you hopping on, and we'll be reading PFF. Thank you.
Thank you.
There he goes, Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus. So even he's anti-Aaron Rodgers. I don't have the Pro Football Focus support tonight. I'm usually with those guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!